Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, news is breaking so fast on so many fronts. This is a radio broadcast that you do not want to miss today. I have been more excited coming into work for the radio broadcast than I have been in months since ClimateGate. It is Wednesday, the 17th day of February 2010, and we're going to be live here today for the next 4 hours, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. There is so much going on. Number one, breaking, Sarah Palin, 9/11 truther. Controversy makes hypocrite of Glenn Beck. Up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Why is this so important? You've got the Democrat candidate going further, saying no one knows what really happened. It's a very dangerous subject. We don't even know who killed Kennedy, basically saying the government. They ignore that. You have Beck turning off Deborah Medina's audio, so she couldn't even hear what he was saying. And she said, well, people have a right to their opinions. KLF Radio, Dallas Morning News, you name it, are reporting what we told you last week. That was an inside job. A setup. Run by Karl Rove, whose apprentice is George W. Bush and Rick Perry. That's the guy calling the shots here. Because if Deborah Medina can get elected, that will mean that all the other states that are declaring 10th Amendment states' rights will get other governors and legislators elected, and the New World Order is stopped dead. We have the people. We have the Constitution on our side. The Republican Party is trying to manage the constitutionalist rebellion against the globalists. Time magazine calls them the Tenthers, and we are the Tenthers. The Tenth Amendment is what we stand on. That and the First and Second Amendment as well. The Fourth, the Fifth, they're all gold. That's who we are. We're the real Americans. And so I told you 2 weeks ago on the day of the Super Bowl when they sent Palin and others to town to push for people to elect Rick Perry, that the RNC was in here ensuring that Deborah Medina couldn't get elected because she was gaining 5 points a week. I'm going to break it all down today. But if we get this on local TV and radio and newspapers and point out that Palin said more and called for a new 9/11 investigation, said more than even Deborah Medina did, it will blow up in their face massively, and she has an even better shot of winning in this primary or at least getting into the runoff. And the Democrats, there's no way they're going to win. Whoever gets this Republican nomination, whoever wins the primary for the Republican governorship in the primary, early voting starts tomorrow, election coming up early next month, they will be the governor of Texas. And if Deborah Medina can get elected, that will send the message nationwide. Already her getting 25 points in the poll in a three-way race, now overtaking Kay Bailey Bilderberg Group Hutchinson, and on the heels of Perry, is already sending shockwaves. They're panicking. Now, even more incredible, and this is the top story on PrisonPlanet.com. This comes directly from the ultimate insider. I can't say if it's a he or a she, but in the future we'll be able to disclose it. The ultimate insider in the green room with Rick Perry, what he had to say about the three number one enemies of the neocons trying to control the constitutionalist revolution in America through the Republican Party. The three main enemies are listed right now at PrisonPlanet.com. Not just in Texas, nationwide.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So many facets. What's happening is so exciting. Patriots for decades did their job. They exposed the true architecture of global power, the true power structure globally, the private central banks. The End the Fed bill has passed the House and is gaining more co-sponsors every few days in the Senate. Newspapers all over the world are admitting world government is here, run by criminal bankers. It's in mainstream news that Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan Chase, Bank of England are engineering the financial collapse right now in Europe, just a further feeding. The American people know we're going into a depression, that it's already here by every mainline economic indicator, but the media tells you the economy's great. The people know they're being looted, and so the Tea Party's form. Libertarians, constitutionalists, anti-war activists, Ron Paul type individuals. The Republicans with the lowest approval rating in their history leave office. Obama comes in. People find out he's a fraud overnight. Now people are protesting and demonstrating everywhere. They're taking back their state houses. Incumbents, whether the Republican or Democrat, are being routed. And the Republican Party, the neocon globalists that tripled the size of government, launched all these wars, passed the Patriot Act. They handed the ball off to Obama. He's continuing their whole agenda. They hope they can have these fake fights with Obama to make you think there's a real choice between the two when they're part of the same power structure. Now, I know that's elementary for our general listeners, but I now want to break down the latest developments and what is happening here. They know you are awake. They know at Tea Parties 13 months ago in Texas and other parts of the country, Republican governors, senators, and congressmen and women were booed off the stage. So the media ran a hoax, MSNBC and others, saying that the Tea Parties were Republican. Then the Republicans launched their fake Tea Party Nation and tried to absorb it. But now, inside the Tea Parties, it's a great way to reach out to good, conservative, constitutional, libertarian Americans who didn't know the whole story. We're waking them up instead of them co-opting us. Simultaneously last night, I told you the battle lines are drawn. That's why I've been identifying Beck and others and O'Reilly and Hannity as key operatives and Sarah Palin. They're here to sabotage the states' rights revolution that is constitutional under the Declaration of Independence, Constitution, Bill of Rights, 9th and 10th Amendment. They understand what is happening. And so they're coming in Utah, in Texas, in New York, in Florida, in Nevada, in Arizona, in California, in Michigan, in Indiana, every state. And they are running Tea Party twisted clones, neocons, pro-Patriot Act, pro-torture, pro-war, pro-big government, people against all the real patriots, against Deborah Medina, against Ron Paul. He's not even being challenged by the Democrats. The Republican Party is running three different fake Tea Partiers against Ron Paul, and TV and radio is giving him all this airtime in Texas. Not going to work, though. And it's the same thing with Deborah Medina. Now, for those that don't know the history of this, Karl Rove made the big time by handling George W. Bush, the addled former son of the president who the president had no hopes for. He also was grooming another male cheerleader. All these guys, whether it's Trent Lott, Bush, Perry, they're male cheerleaders, and they like to hang out with the old men, and it's just that's the stable they get them from. Always ninnying, prissy, fancy-dressed twits. Karl Rove, a consummate hardcore criminal on record. I mean, it's now been admitted and come out in court that Karl Rove set up the Alabama governor a few years ago, totally lied, used a con artist from inside the Capitol that they had already secretly begun to indict to go set the governor up and send him to prison just so he'd lose the election. I mean, they'll send governors to prison to win elections. These people are even nastier than Carville, and he's bad. I mean, this is dirty politics. This is big, dirty trick machine central. And so, in 2000, when Bush got elected president, Perry came into the governorship, then he got elected. He's been in 9.5 years, the longest-serving Texas governor. He's about to get four more. That'll be 14 years total when he serves out this term and gets the next one if he does. This is a anti-gun, pro-open border guy that passed three new taxes, including the franchise tax, the business tax. It's really a state income tax, and they admit that. This is a guy who seized 8,000 miles of roads to give it to the Centra of Spain, over $100 billion in the next 10 years alone is the money they'll make. They talk about $300 billion in the next 20. He's seizing the power plants, giving it, this is in major newspapers, giving it to indicted crooks in Europe that are members of the Bilderberg Group. He bragged and told the Dallas Morning News he was going to Bilderberg, which violates the Logan Act. He wanted everybody to know he was an insider. Now, these are dangerous, dangerous, dangerous people. Texas is the only viable state now in every major study they've done. Everything else is going down. Texas, because we got looted in the 80s worse than anybody, people pulled in their horns, real estate didn't go up as much as other areas of the country, people didn't go into as much debt. It's still in deep trouble. And this state has 25 million. It's online in the next 7 years to surpass California. Everybody's fleeing California and coming here, fleeing New York and coming here, fleeing big government and coming here. And they need Texas to go down, to be sucked under, like Greece and so many other countries and sub-states like California was the seventh biggest economy in the world. Texas is about to surpass it. They want to loot us. And so they need a fancy-talking West Texan. At least he isn't from Kennebunkport, Maine. I'm not saying Mainers are bad. It's just it's sick to watch Texas, to watch Bush with that fake Texas accent. At least Perry's a fifth generation. I'm an eighth generation, pal. The whole point here is that we have this scumbag on the ropes. And so they pulled this inside job on Medina. Even the Dallas Morning News admitted they've got Perry people on the same IPs in there posting crazy stuff, posing like they support Medina. They're doing it all over our message boards, all over YouTube. It's disgusting. It's Karl Rove dirty tricks. They've got thousands of people online with disinfo and whisper campaigns right now. This battle in Texas is absolutely essential. Now, I will say this. Win, lose, or draw, we've already won because people've seen what a true constitutionalist Tea Party in the Fed, that's really what she is, candidate, can do. And that's already got people filing all over the country to run for state office. Multiple states today, including Utah, voted to declare 10th Amendment powers, which they already had, but to tell the feds it's over. 37 states now are moving to do it. It was like 34 a few weeks ago. It's happening. So it's the Republican Party job to suppress the populist, conservative, libertarian, constitutionalist base, to target anybody bona fide and real. If you see Republican mouthpieces like Fox News or local neocon syndicated programming attacking someone, you better believe they're good. If they're a constitutionalist. That's the seal of approval. Now, this video, in October of 2008, We Are Change Ohio shot it. They talked to Sarah Palin. They said, do you support the 9/11 victims' families calling for a new investigation of 9/11? And she said, yes, I do. Yes, we need a new investigation. Now, that's more than Deborah Medina said. So, imagine the point we've got them at. And listeners called me yesterday and pointed out that we had written the big article about this and that We Are Change had posted this a year and a half ago. Or 16 months ago, you want to be technical, at prisonplanet.com. So I did a presentation video that is in the article breaking Sarah Palin 911 truther controversy makes hypocrite of Glenn Beck. I posted this video this morning. Aaron Dyke said it until 2 in the morning to do it. I shot it last night, posted it this morning. The article's been written. It's up there. And it explains how you contact newspapers, TV, you name it, and say, you demonize Medina, you better address the darling of Rick Perry, the lady campaigning for him, propping him up, and propping up in Arizona, John McCain. Now, she said more than Deborah Medina did. Are we going to see the campaign with robocalls against her in less than an hour to people's houses? Are we going to see Republican voters' homes? Are we going to see letters demonizing and saying, you want to hurt the families and the troops and the police? How dare you destroy their memory? Just totally made up, and now it's admitted it was all staged with Beck. Of course, he's Roger Ailes, Karl Rove operative. But it's worse. I now know, well, I can't even say it. I know so much more than that I can't talk about that is inside the next article that just went up 20 minutes ago at prisonplanet.com. Insider, Republican dirty trick machine targeting grassroots constitutionalist. Exclusive. Establishment neocons have resolved to attack Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, and Ron Paul in that order because they are terrified of losing control of the Tea Party movement. This comes directly out of Rick Perry's mouth.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you lay down or would you stand up? Yeah, I got a message to the government. I know what they're doing. I know who they are. I know they're criminal. I know they're illegitimate. We come with a message of liberty in the spirit of 1776 to restore this republic, to crash the lies and disinformation. Infowars.com comes to wage war on corruption. Prison Planet comes to resist the tyranny.
I see a message. from the government. Like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about Osama or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, give up, to die, I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil, state mind control. And all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shape you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another Bush season mean another war for profit. All in secret so the public never took to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected.
So Ron Paul's the real deal coming out saying we've had a CIA coup in America. That they ship in the narcotics. They're scared of us. They're scared of the truth, ladies and gentlemen. Do you realize what you can do if you contact every TV and radio station and send them this article that breaks it all down for them with the video of Sarah Palin saying she wants a new 9/11 investigation? She's more of a truther from this statement than Deborah Medina. And all's fair in love and war. You know, they took something Medina said out of context and twisted it and used it as a black op. Well, we're going to throw this right back in their face. So start your engines. Get the article. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com. Breaking. Sarah Palin. 911 truth or controversy makes hypocrite of Glenn Beck. And a lot more. Sarah Palin. 9/11 truth or controversy explodes days after Texas gubernatorial hopeful Deborah Medina outcast as pariah candidate for 9/11 comments. Can you imagine? Get it in the newspapers, get it on radio, get it on TV. The neocons in Texas that have fingers into all these outlets right now are trying to suppress this. Now, I can't give you any specifics other than what was said, and I can't even give you most of that because it will identify who we're talking about. I can't say if it's female or male. I can't say if they are a media personality or an elected representative. I will say that this individual is a household name for anyone who watches the news or is involved in politics. A household name. Contacted us to warn us after the Deborah Medina situation, saying they feared the worst, I'll just say more than 2 weeks ago, right around that time frame. We know the date, the place, everything. This individual was in the green room with Rick Perry, and Rick Perry was upset and thought this person could be in their confidence and said, the Republican Party is worried about what's happening in Texas. They understand all the heat being put on Obama through the Tea Parties, but they know that the Tea Parties are awake to the Republican agenda and that it's all bought and paid for by the banks. And that from Washington, the three main enemies, and let me tell you, this is pleasing at one level to know I've been effective, but at another, it's creepy because Karl Rove puts governors in prison for no reason. I mean, these people don't, and ignores congressional subpoenas. It's a felony. I mean, he just is a lawless criminal. And he ran Perry, he ran Bush, he's running the whole show right now. And it's in Texas Monthly, last month's issue, that Rick Perry's being positioned with Sarah Palin to run in 2012. They're going to launch their campaign the next year and a half. This is a woman who believes in global warming. This is Perry who passes all these new taxes. You've got Glenn Beck calling for value-added taxes and sales taxes on top of the income tax. You had Chris Matthews, O'Reilly, and Beck all in the same evening on two different networks say Deborah Medina is a secret 9/11 truther trying to infiltrate the government and they may want to kill Obama. I mean, they're openly saying we are seditious enemies of America. She's not even a 9/11 truther. And they're saying she's in with Van Jones and must be stopped. They are in red level panic. Chris Matthews, Bill O'Reilly, they all work for the same people playing the fake left-right paradigm, like Mary Madeline and Carville are married to each other. One covers the right, one covers the fake left. Now, when we get back, I'm going to give you the inside direct from the mouth of Rick Perry about their attack plans. This is huge.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
I have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Okay, so you're sitting there listening to your favorite radio program, and all of a sudden you hear GetTheTea.com. What the? GetTheTea.com? Then you think to yourself, I don't drink tea. Now for the truth. Many people don't drink tea, but they drink energy drinks, colas, juices from concentrates, which all carry high levels of sugar and caffeine. Sugar is a toxin. Sugar does not help you, nor does caffeine. Your colon could be clogged, causing dangerous consequences. This is why GetTheTea.com will help. Specially formulated by a PhD to remove harmful toxins from your body. Lose weight naturally and clean the system in your body and feel more energy. Order now at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. No tea works like GetTheTea.com.
Desperate to keep control over the American people. All the Republicans play the part of the revolutionaries who are out of power. While Obama, their minion, carries out their operations with the neocons, they launched an attempt at a Howard Dean yell moment. A non-event to make people think that, oh, well, she's gaining momentum, but she can't win now. It's over for her. It's like announcing Mark Twain had died 20-something years before he actually died. Rumors of her demise have been greatly exaggerated, but it still has an effect as a Jedi mind trick on the weak-minded. So we simply take Sarah Palin video of her 16 months ago in Ohio campaigning with big government, anti-gun, North America Union-loving John McCain. And we show the clip of her saying, yes, I want a new 9/11 investigation, and it will explode in their face if you can get the media to cover it. You go get the article, Breaking Sarah Palin, 911 Truth or Controversy Makes Hypocrite of Glenn Beck. It breaks it all down in a short and sweet article with all the proof. The media will definitely bite. And if they bite and it gets picked up big, this will give Medina 5 points going into the early voting. Around a third of Texas early vote, and then early next month, the election. She could win, hands down, and not even need to be in a runoff. But at least we get her into the runoff, and then time is on our side. Here's the problem. I was already calling Paul Watson last night saying we need to do a report in the next few days on how the Karl Rove criminal machine is behind this. He literally created Perry and Bush, and he is involved now, and that more dirty tricks will be brought out on Medina. They'll plant drugs on her. They'll arrest her. They'll do anything. I mean, do you have any idea the type of stuff these people do? They are ruthless. So it was chilling this morning. I got up at 4 a.m. and went to work. It was chilling to get a phone call from an incredibly high-level public figure. And I have talked to the public figure before. They know me. I know them. And I recognize their voice, but I still didn't have the cell phone number they'd called me from. I called someone I knew that knew them this morning and confirmed it was their cell phone there on my caller ID. It was them. And they told me in the future, they may be able to talk more about this. Again, I'm leaving it vague because you have to protect sources. Just like people say, we don't believe that MIAC and Homeland Security reports you got are real. We don't believe state police in California and Missouri gave you this. We don't believe a federal marshal gave you the Homeland Security master document. They were saying that for a week until the media finally investigated and the feds and the states admitted it. They said, tell us your source. Tell us. Oh, yes. I mean, and I think the public's so gullible, and some of the public bought it and said, yeah, tell us who gave it to you, or it's not real. Tell us. No, I'm not going to tell you. Just like when the FBI visited here because of an idiot on the message board threatening to kill a police officer by name and posting his address, and in the subpoena I couldn't talk about it, so I said the FBI was here. They were asking about the Obama deception. I didn't even know what it was about. It was just with subpoenas for records. Limited records. But they kept asking about the Obama deception, so in early March I released the film 4 days early. They show up here right before I'm about to launch it. People said, oh, that's not real. They didn't visit you. Then the Associated Press, Wired Magazine, Reuters, all about the case, and the guy went to prison. The point is, this is directly from someone inside their camp. Glenn Beck's got one thing right in all these TV casts he's doing where he says, oh my gosh, they've infiltrated us. They're everywhere. Well, you're right, Beck. People that actually love America and are against the Patriot Act and the New World Order and all these wars and the fraud and the big government and that know that both parties are bought and paid for by foreign offshore banks. You bet, Beck. We've got people everywhere. Because people are deciding, do they want to join the New World Order in the dark side now that the choice is clear, or do they want to stand up for the Republic? Do they want to be with George Washington and Andrew Jackson in history, or do they want to be with a person like you? And Karl Rove with a jowl so big it looks like it's full of 300 gallons of pus. But this story is so important on so many facets, the story I'm about to cover, because we know we're hurting them. All their hoaxes, their government health care, Republican lobbyists are involved in that as well. The global greenhouse gas taxes, top Republicans, Newt Gingrich, Sarah Palin's darling, John McCain, they're all behind it. They were endorsing it till ClimateGate blew up. They were saying it's a foregone conclusion. Pat Robertson says Obama's of God, socialism is good, it is the will of the Lord that he will get everything done he wants. These are operatives. Now that you've turned against them and didn't buy their Jedi mind trick of resistance is futile, their Borg trick, their mind game, they're going, oh yes, we're against Obama now. Except when he wants a bailout, we're for it, or wants to reauthorize the Patriot Act, we're for it, or But we love the troops so much. We talk about how we love the troops all day, but we won't do shows on DU killing them or the nerve gas they've been exposed to and how they're dying, how they're thrown out on the street. No, we just talk about how we love the troops all day. And this shows and confirms just how scared they are, just how vulnerable they are. You see, as long as they can keep you passive and feeling weak and broken and dejected and buffaloed and cowed, as long as you have a spirit of capitulation and weakness, they win. But as their global carbon tax fails, their swine flu hoax fails, their government takeover of healthcare fails, as everything they're pushing fails, they're desperate to get control of the awakening populist constitutional movement. It's the 1776 movement. It's the answer to 1984 is 1776 Coffee Party movement, the Great Awakening. And they tried to label it and make it Republican, knowing Republicanism is discredited. That didn't work. And this information directly out of the mouth of Rick Perry in a closed-door meeting with only a couple of insiders. He was freaked out. He was sweating bullets. He is upset. He is worried because if the polls show she's 25, Kay Bailey's 26, and Perry's 32, and she's gaining 5 points a week, they had to do this. They didn't want to give her the attention. This was a dangerous gamble to give her even more attention, to elevate her more with this attempted Howard Dean moment. But they went ahead and rolled the dice, not knowing that there was always an ace in the hole. There's always something that they're not aware of. And that's Palin repeatedly calling for a new 9/11 investigation. What hypocrites. What jokes. It's up to you, though, folks. I may have a few million listeners and 4 million people to visit the sites every week, but that isn't enough. You've got to move the ball. The power of this broadcast, the power of InfoWars.com, the power of PrisonPlanet.com, the power of my films is you, the patriot. You who have the blood and the spirit of the founding fathers flowing through your veins. You who love liberty. You who refuse the chains of tyranny, you are what we have. You're all we've got, and that's a whole lot. And sure, they could fool us in the past, but people are getting wise to it now. It doesn't work anymore. And the fact that Rick Perry was shaking, saying, quote, the number one enemies of the Republican establishment are Deborah Medina, because of what she symbolizes, a revolt at the state level. Alex Jones, because I represent the true spirit of 1776 in the alternative media, and we're number one, and growing exponentially. What a responsibility, God. Thank you for the responsibility, but oh, it's chilling. And Ron Paul, because he represents the elder statesman who's been right about everything on the national, international stage. They tried to shoot him down. It didn't work. Beck tried to shoot him down. Hannity did. All the other TV networks did off those same talking points 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 2007 into 2009. So now they embrace him when they failed, but only embraced him to try to spin it. Because they found that when they attacked him, it blew up bigger in their face. And the same thing's happening with me and Deborah Medina. So here is the key article. They're hurting, folks. It's like the champ, the pretty boy, big government, NAPA superhighway, New World Order champ is in the corner. And he's telling his ring manager, he's telling his trainer, oh, man, he's hurting me. They're hurting me bad. She's hurting me. I got to go back out a couple more rounds. It's bad. It's bad because if she's 25 points in the polls, and those are guaranteed cooked polls, she's probably beating them in the real internal polls they're doing. So now their electronic machines are going to come in, but they don't have them everywhere. They don't have them nationwide. And they are in trouble. Insider Republican Dirty Tricks Machine targeting grassroots constitutionalists. Exclusive. Establishment neocons have resolved to attack Deborah Medina Alex Jones, and Ron Paul because they are terrified of losing control of the Tea Party movement. And I'm not afraid of Karl Rove. I'm not saying bring it on. I don't want you to send hitmen or plant drugs or do whatever, but just do whatever you got to do. Okay? I know I'm standing with God and goodness and my ancestors and people of honor and people that are decent and love the truth. And you stand over there with your devilish system. I'm not afraid. I'm committed and I feel good. And I'm ready for a fight in the info war. I know it's in God's hands. Exclusive. Establishment neocons have resolved to attack Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, Ron Paul because they are terrified of losing control of the Tea Party movement. A prominent insider has told InfoWars that Texas Governor Rick Perry and other establishment neocons have decided to deliberately target grassroots constitutionalists with dirty tricks, campaigns, in an effort to derail and hijack the growing liberty movement whose influence is threatening to blow the Texas gubernatorial race wide open. Our office was contacted by a national personality, a household name, who told us that they were in a green room at a national public event a few weeks ago with Rick Perry. The individual was shocked when Perry said directly that there were three people who got under his skin and who had to be dealt with immediately. One, Deborah Medina. Two, Alex Jones. And three, Ron Paul. Perry told, I'm so proud that all three of those are Texans. Send in the cavalry, folks. Perry told the individual that these three people had to be targeted and stopped in order for the Republican establishment to shut down any real voices of opposition that were threatening to have an influence on the Tea Party movement, which has been blatantly hijacked by the neocons in recent months. And Beck goes on, and I'm told Hannity, but I haven't seen it yet, but I've seen Beck, O'Reilly, and Watts is working another article on this right now. Limited resources. We have great people here. I praise them. You couldn't do it without them. And Chris Matthews, the same talking points. Just like the same talking points going after Ron Paul. The establishment Republicans and Democrats may fight over the power sometimes, but they always circle the wagons against the people. And they all went on last night and said, the Tea Party movement's being hijacked by 9/11 truthers. They're dangerous. They may hurt the president, with no evidence of that. And they went further. National polls are between 36 and 84, depending on the poll. All of them supposedly scientific. Some say 36, some say 84. Some 83, some 56, some 64. You've all seen the polls. They're in my films. Zogby, Mason-Dixon, Scripps Howard News Service, Gallup. Angus and Reed was the 84. Angus and Reed, New York Times. That was 4 years ago. Don't believe the official story. On a new investigation. About the same number that in national polls don't believe the official story on Kennedy. Believe the government did it. About 84% of people are awake. That's the big illusion. So they got to get up there on TV every day and say, everybody knows these people are kooks. And Glenn Beck said that the 9/11 truthers on the left only make up 5% of the population. And then on the right, they're 5% for a grand total of 10. The lowest polls are 36%. And then he said only 5%. He said total 10% nationwide, half of them birthers, half of them truthers. When 9/11 truth itself is at least 36%, and in most polls, more than half of Republicans question his birth certificate because of all the cover-ups. So the real number is more than half of the American people are either 9/11 truthers or birthers. That's very conservative. That's a dead reckoning, pared down, lowest number I could come up with. May I have polls on all this? No shocker, 67% of registered Republicans question Obama's birth certificate. You've seen those polls. You've seen whole crowds shout down Republicans and shout down McCain when he says, oh, there's no question. Beck gets up and says, no, only 5% of the population are birthers. And only 5% are truthers, and this 10% are enemies of America. See, that's psyops. He plays birthers and truthers off against each other. It's an 8-minute clip. It's in the article about Palin being a 9/11 truther. We'll play it in the last hour if we have time. Ward Monckton's coming up, and some other guests. We're going to go live at PrisonPlanet.tv right at the start of the next hour, high noon central. But there's so many issues here. They're scared. They're in trouble. They're trying to suppress the people. Obama covers the left and sandbags and manipulates his people. The neocon gaggle and all these little personalities. The new wave. They've kind of gotten rid of Coulter and Malkin and others. And people now know about Gingrich being a globalist and pro-global warming and all the rest, anti-gun, the rest of it. So they've moved on to a new crop. And they'll be discredited, and they'll bring a new group in like Shark Teeth. See, I never go anywhere. I just get more popular because everything I say is evergreen. It's the truth. It gets stronger. They always have to replace their people when they get worn down and discredited with new personalities to fool people. So Rick Perry's scared to death. The Republican Party is scared to death of who? Ron Paul, Alex Jones, and what Deborah Medina symbolizes, the state's rights tenther rebellion. We'll finish up with this article. We'll go to Lord Monckton with the total implosion of the greenhouse gas tax fraud and how we stop them at the state level. We've got another guest coming up on states' rights as well. Key info.
Is your computer running slowly? Thinking about buying a new one? Don't waste your money. Your computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
We're only 6 minutes away from Lord Christopher Monckton with the devastating victories against the phony environmentalists. This is ultra massive. We are marching against the tyranny together. You will notice that I've had the New York Times, Newsweek twice, scores of other national publications, Texas Monthly hitting newsstands today with a piece that I've seen a lot of and I would characterize it as a piece that makes me look like an extremist. Well, I am extreme for liberty. We're fighting extreme tyranny. So I guess compared to all the general madness, I am extreme. If you were in the Aztec kingdom 1,000 years ago and said child sacrifice was bad, you'd be extreme. If you were in Hitler's Germany 70 years ago, you'd be seen as extreme. But as Cass Sunstein said, they will also use their operatives who pose as the alternative, just like they've caught Perry's people, the Dallas Morning News reported, posting ridiculous and racist and other comments, posing as Medina supporters. I told you that Hal Turner was a government operative. It turned out he was the highest level FBI agent in federal and state court. This has come out. Mainstream news, an FBI agent for national security. Always attacking me. Notice all the white supremacist groups run by feds are attacking me right now. And Ron Paul. And death threatening and everything else you can imagine. Because they are hopping mad. And they've got mentally retarded goons who are the top people they'll send to try to kill you. Notice how the heavens have opened up with attacks on me. And that means I'm on the right track. This is guaranteed Karl Rove in the Pentagon. And we have it directly out of Perry's mouth. That they are scared. They are concerned. Republican, dirty tricks machine targeting grassroots constitutionalists. Establishment neocons have resolved to attack Deborah Medina, Alex Jones, Ron Paul, because they are terrified of losing control of the Tea Party movement. Our office was contacted by a national personality, a household name, who told us that they were in a green room at a national public event a few weeks ago with Rick Perry. The individual was shocked when Perry said directly, without being asked, that there were three people who got under his skin, that's a quote, and who had to be dealt with immediately. One, Deborah Medina, two, Alex Jones, three, Ron Paul. Perry told the individual that these three people had to be targeted and stopped in order for the Republican establishment to shut down any real voices of opposition that were threatening to have an influence on the Tea Party movement, which has been blatantly hijacked by the neocons in recent months. Perry made it clear that these individuals and their supporters were the number one target of the neocon hierarchy because the grassroots was threatening to regain control of the Tea Party movement that was first created by Ron Paul supporters in 2007, but has since been hijacked by the Republicans. The insider expressed their shock that Perry would be so open with his comments, suspecting that Perry must have considered the individual to be a fellow neocon. The insider's deep concern about what was said prompted him to contact our office. Perry made the comments just a couple of weeks before gubernatorial challenger Deborah Medina, the only true constitutionalist running for the governorship of Texas, was set up by Fox News' Glenn Beck after the dubious talk show host smeared Medina and generated a fake controversy merely for saying that people should be free to question the official 9/11 story, a view shared by the vast majority of Americans and six of the 10 9/11 commission members. Perry, who was subsequently celebrated by Beck as the only remaining credible candidate after the smear attack on Medina, must have been on a ploy. Within an hour of her appearance on the Glenn Beck radio show, Texas residents told the Austin American Statesman that they had received robocalls on behalf of Perry campaign and Hutchinson against Medina as an unstable 9/11 truther, echoing Beck's manufactured talking points just an hour earlier. There can no longer be any doubt that the RNC establishment is running a targeted smear campaign against real grassroots conservatives and libertarians because they are terrified that such individuals will be able to steer the Tea Party movement in a genuine national revolt against big government, thereby massively diminishing the power of the establishment Republicans. I've got Lord Monckton coming up. We're going to cover this coming up in the hour after that. But don't forget this article on Sarah Palin, ladies and gentlemen, showing their hypocrisy. You got to get this out to everybody right now. It's at PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.